Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show. Bob Kotler is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is Executive Vice President of Small Business Banking at Capital One. You know who those guys are. And they, about once a quarter, they poll small business owners across the country and ask them what's going on out there. And they call it their small business barometer, Bob is here with us with the latest results of their barometer. A lot of good information here. I think that you will see yourself in some of this. Bob Kotler, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for being here, and congratulations on your survey.
Thanks. We really wanted to do something to get a feel for where our customers were and where small business was, so we're excited that we could get it done.
Well, my audience knows that I do for many years now, for over 10 years, we've been doing a couple of different surveys, and some others more periodical than others, but a couple every month at least, and so we'd like to add your quarterly report to our mix of surveys, because I like to be able to share this is the results of your survey, of these surveys, with my audience, so they can see what their peers are saying, and so they can compare it to what they're seeing out there, what they're experiencing, and it helps them to determine. You know, it helps them. It's just another metric for them to. And if they hear you and me talking about conditions going in one direction, they're going the other direction. You know, maybe that's a good reason to check their position. And so that's the reason why we're glad to have you here, Bob. Talk to us about what small businesses are saying about the basic economic conditions. What are they telling you?
Well, Jim, the good news is that we're starting to see some stabilization. So I think if we had done this survey a year and a half ago, we would have seen a much bleaker picture. And what we're starting to see now is that about half of our small businesses in the country are seeing things stabilize. And then they're also beginning to say their financial position has stabilized as well. So I think that's the real key point.
Well, about three fourths of your respondents are either saying they're not any worse, or they're either not worse or they're better than they were. And I think that's good, because I mean I think with three quarters saying that, even though half are saying it's getting better, still what we're talking about is evidence of a bottoming out and a trending upward. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think absolutely. You know, I think that the sense that I get is that their sales have stabilized. They are beginning to figure out how to manage through the current economic environment, and they're feeling much better. I think the thing now is I think everybody would like to see their sales go up from this point.
Well, absolutely, and I think that's beginning. That's starting. There's evidence, Bob, that the consumer is coming back to the market. And when the consumer comes back, businesses will follow. You and I both know small businesses, not so much, but big companies, who a lot of small businesses do business with, they've got a lot of cash. There's a lot of cash sitting on the sidelines. And they're waiting for the right kind of optimistic reports and evidence. And when that happens, they'll be able to deploy that money. And so I think things can turn around pretty quickly when that happens. Talk to us about their financial position. What did your respondents tell you about their financial condition?
I think that overall, that's beginning to stabilize as well. And about 40% of small businesses tell us that their financial position has stayed the same and stabilized. And another 28% say it's gotten better. So much like the economic conditions, I think small business financial position has kind of followed suit.
Well, and I know you've got, there was about a third of the respondents, a little less than a third, said things have gotten worse. And there are sectors of the economy industries, and there are locations, there are geographies, geographic quadrants in the country that are having a tough time right now. They're still, and they're going to be lagging behind a little bit. But the good news is, again, approximately two-thirds, a little over two-thirds of your respondents said things are, you know, not worse than they're and getting better. So I like, we may not like all the numbers in our reports that we're getting these days, Bob, but we're starting to like the trend, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are. And I think, you know, I think the first step in getting to a more robust financial recovery is the stabilization process. And
yeah, no question.
I think if that continues, then we'll see things turn up and that will be good.
One of the things that really drives an economy and lifts an economy out of a recession and transitions from recovery to expansion is when businesses start doing capital expenditures. And small businesses, large businesses, didn't matter what business, when they started making investments, that really is a sort of an overdrive opportunity for a recovery. And you asked your respondents about that, didn't you?
We did. And, you know, that's one of the things that as businesses invest, they grow. And as they grow, they add more jobs, which is really critical for the country. And one of the things that we found is almost 60% of our businesses plan to keep spending and investing. And interestingly, that was pretty consistent across the survey.
Right. And again, of course, your survey was for small businesses. But what you're seeing with small businesses mirrors the other folks. And, of course, so many small businesses do business with big companies. And with the there is a credit issue out there. There's still some issues with the credit industry out there, which I'm going to get you to talk about in a little bit. But with so much cash, as I said earlier, on the sidelines with these big companies, a couple of three trillion, I understand, Bob, with the major companies have on the sidelines, they're not going to have to go to a bank to decide whether to invest in capital expenditures, are they? I mean, they've got the money, and that could really turn things around quickly, couldn't it?
It really could.
We're going to take a quick break. Bob, you want to give us a website before we go?
Sure. It's www.capitalone.com.
CapitalOne.com. Folks, you've seen the commercials. You see what they do out there. You know about their products. So check it out, CapitalOne.com. Bob, let's take a quick break. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about access to credit. Bob polled his respondents about that. How is access to credit working out there for the people who Bob talks to? We'll do that right after these messages and other topics. Stay with us. 20 after.
Everybody's blue when they're lonesome. Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Little Otis bringing us back. The late, great Otis Redding. Sitting on the dock of the bay. We're not sitting on the dock of the bay. We're sitting on the edge of our seats waiting on the rest of this information that Bob Kotler has for us. Bob is our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, and he's Executive Vice President of Business Banking Capital One. I'm Jim Blasingame, as you know, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Bob Kotler with Capital One has brought us the survey, Small Business Barometer survey. We've been talking about that, Bob. And by the way, you're a new friend, and we're glad you are. But what you don't know is we're sort of like the Hotel California around here, Bob. Now that we know you and we found you and you you've done a pretty good job so far, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So
that sounds great.
Bob, one of the things in your survey is access to capital. And you ask your folks, are you currently able to access the capital, the credit that you need? And this, in my opinion, Bob, this has been one of the myths that has been perpetuated out there that small business, I know there has been some restrictions on credit for small businesses in some channels. But overall, if you are a small business owner and you could qualify and you knew where to go, you could get the credit you want. The experience that I've had, what I've been hearing from from other financial groups out there, Bob, it's not so much that they couldn't get the credit they need, but they weren't asking for the credit that they weren't asking for new credit lines. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, Joe, I think that's right. And we see about 74% of small businesses say that they can get the credit they need. You know, one of the things that we look for is businesses that are expanding, perhaps a business that needs to buy equipment. We've seen some people begin to ask us to finance the buildings that they've been leasing for a long time and now have a great opportunity to buy that building now that prices are down. You know, one thing that's really interesting to me is the best thing a small business can do, to me, is continue to talk to their banker, even when they don't need money to borrow money, because that will put them in a great position when the time comes for them to expand and look to finance that.
Well, you got to keep your banker informed of what's going on when times are good and when times are bad. I always tell people, make your banker your business's best friend and your partner. Because as you and I both know, Bob, a scared banker, an uninformed banker, I should say, is a scared banker. Nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker, did they?
No, they didn't. You know, and it's really interesting. One of the things I don't think a lot of small business owners recognize is actually the most fun thing a banker can do is go out to a customer's business and learn about it and learn about that person. And bankers really enjoy that. And so the more of that bankers and small businesses can do and get together, the better it will be when that business has a need and is looking for some advice and some capital.
Absolutely. Bob, talk to us about what your respondents told you about what they see for the next 6 months.
You know, generally, I think that they see things staying as they are. You know, interestingly, they aren't yet hiring. Hopefully, that will be the case at some point in the future. But about 64% said that they probably won't hire. But the good news is that almost a third of our small business owners said that they do have plans to hire in the future.
Well, that's because they've got pent up. They've got their capacity with their people. As you and I both know, productivity is going through the roof, as unemployment is still high, and that means. Well, that means, Bob, that some organizations are creating casualty lists. They're getting more and more out of less and less people. At some point in time, Bob, that dam's got to give, doesn't it?
I think that's right. I think one of the things that I've been watching is the contract employment and temporary employment, and I
that's
think as that
up,
goes up,
it?
That will ultimately lead to new employees for these companies.
Yeah, and that temporary hiring is really picking up, no question about it. What about the social media? You asked them. I'm glad you did this. You asked them about what they thought about social media. What did they tell you, your respondents?
You know, it's interesting because small businesses really haven't picked up on it as much yet. And about 62% still haven't recognized the value in things like Facebook and Twitter and other things. But I think that'll change over time.
Well, see, this is what I talk about on the show a fair amount, Bob, is trying to get them to you know, right now we've got one foot on in the traditional marketplace of the 20th century and one foot on the boat of the 21st century. And that boat's leaving the dock, as you know. And so that's what we're doing. We're straddling the old world and the new world. And here's the irony, Bob. Nobody is better at the connection capability that the new technology offers than a small business, but nobody's farther behind than they are. And we got to make that transition. And if you'll help me, we'll work on that together. Bob, I know that people can find your survey on your website, right?
They can.
Give it to us again, please.
It's www.capitalone.com.
And credit cards, right? And helping them with their cash flow management issues, right?
That's right. Credit cards and loans and deposit accounts and pretty much all the financial services that a small business would need to help them grow.
And so check it out, folks, at CapitalOne.com. Hey, Bob, will you come back next time?
That'd be great.
Hope you'll bring your next survey back. We'll look forward to that.
That'd be super.
Thanks for being here. Bob Kotler, ladies and gentlemen, with Capital One. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.